DJ Matt Warner, y'all. They call me the White Eminem. I'm like Oakland's Nas, but not really quite that good. I was a studio gangster, a complacent gringo. I was just fine till the Bush administration co-opted my lingo. Mission accomplished. Shock and awe. I tried to look up habeas corpus but couldn't find it under law. Bush and Cheney, y'all neither chill with me nor my homies. Y'all be what Joyce and Solinger call Philistines and phonies. So I find solace with hipsters who quote Franny and Zoe. And I bring Gandhian nonviolent tactics as ciphers to not be lonely. Born in 84, some say my style's Orwellian. No, I prefer Talib Quellian. I'm the petite prince, standing starboard. The best minds of my generation were rejected from Harvard. Never had dreams of being a Biggie Pac or 50. Most rappers today live in a dream like Walter Mitty. While some get greedy and try to outdo me, I live happy DJing in my room and translating roomy.
But oh, that Shakespearean rag. It's so elegant, so intelligent.
I sling puns like gangsters sling guns. Y'all best listen up. Meaning is about to pick up. I'm about to go with Crazy Jane and talk to the bishop. What? Y'all no longer wanna come near me? I'll interpret your maladies like Jhumpa Lahiri. Knowing only the absoluteness of conscious is the antithesis to tyranny. Like the last emperor, you can't define me, I'm an oddity. Like Boethius, there's no consolation to my philosophy. Some days I play Mod Gone in a world where God's gone. Other days my mind opens, slouching towards Oakland. And Innisfree becomes my Alameda. I hear Jay Skrilla beatboxing and bass lines from Joe Ishida. Most radio tracks are about the manifestly violent or quotidian. Diddy rapping something conscious would take a year of magical thinking like Joan Didion. Bush and Condi are more likely to follow Gandhi and bring peace to Palestinians. Or me convince a creationist of Stephen Jay Gould's punctuated equilibrium.
But oh, that Shakespearean rag. It's so elegant, so intelligent.
But all I hear is Compton and talk of pop locking and dropping. So I busy myself with meditation and Gerard Manley Hopkins. While some listen to Keek the Sneak rap fast like a NASCAR. I reminisce of the days of Little League and snack bars, where fetching a foul ball would earn me a popsicle. Now I'm headed to the highlands, like the hospital. But we live in a world not too different from Spiegelman's Mouse, where housing hamlets turn into Hamlet's house. In hockey, my free checking earned me the nickname WAMU. Raised on poetry workshops by Paul Flores and BAMU. Interned at Youth Speaks for 102 weeks. Me in a book you couldn't get between me. Brought up on the Believer magazine and McSweeney's. My wit is seco. My cholo friends affectionately call me Gringo Mendejo. They say it means Matt. Most my ex-girlfriends have an unhealthy fixation with Sylvia Plath.
But oh, that Shakespearean rag. It's so elegant, so intelligent.
I used to take groceries to people on welfare. Some call me the lyrical David Elsewhere. Out of the cradle, endlessly popping, locking. Coming with a style that if you tried for a while, you could probably copy. Don't call me Ishmael, and don't call me cocky. And American people, please don't try to stop me. Like Bush going to war quick, Barbara Lee cried wolf for real, and Colbert played York. But here we are, bored, sick, mired in hopelessness and ennui, looking to Barack Obama for the guidance of King and Gandhi. You couldn't pay me to sell out unless you paid me a lot. I'll make you look like a fool and not press charges like that dude that Cheney shot. MC White Nerdy from Southeast Berkeley. Some call me Smohalla, the truth speaker. Others say I look like Paulie Belica. My only homies are hipsters who quote Franny and Zoe, always on the lookout for Philistines and phonies. Peace. I'm out.